the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm 27, recently married. I work in a law firm. And it's been 2 months since my last confession. I'm not sure why I decided to come here today. Maybe I just need to tell someone the things I've done. It started because I wanted a little bit more attention at work. I was feeling a little bored. So I started dressing more provocatively. Red lipstick, tall high heels, tight little dresses, low cut. And as you can imagine, Father, I got lots of attention. And I loved it. And I only wanted more. So the heels got taller, and the skirts got shorter. And I started pushing more and more boundaries, flirting and giving suggestive looks, making innuendo. Every interaction I had just made me feel tingly. I remember the day that I decided that I wanted more. I was at home getting ready, putting my hair up in a ponytail, dressing in a particularly tight top and little short skirt. I wore thigh-high stockings that day. And I looked in the mirror, and I knew what I was. And I wanted everyone else to know, too. And it didn't take long that day. I was in the copy room, bent over the machine, when I felt a man's hand slide up the back of my thighs, and I felt him push hard against me, leaning over me, growling in my ear, telling me it was time for me to stop being such a tease, to give it up. And I probably should have pushed him away, or slapped him, or told him to take his hands off of me, but Father, the way he made me feel as he gripped my body and pushed me against the wall, I would have done anything for him. So when he grabbed my hand, pulled me through the office out the door to the parking lot, I was his, and we got in the back seat of his car in broad daylight. Anyone could have seen us. Please forgive me, Father, but there is no polite way to talk about the things I've done. I pulled his cock out of his pants. It was hard, and it was leaking. He grabbed me by my ponytail and pulled my mouth down on his cock. I sucked and swallowed and tasted him in my mouth, tears streaming down my cheeks, mascara staining my face. As I cried and gagged on his hardness, and the thought that I had done that I had made him that hard. Father, why? I couldn't have stopped if I wanted to. I just fucked him with my mouth until he came. And he shot it all over, down my throat, on my face. my neck and breasts. When we finished, he zipped up and we walked back into the office. Mascara staining my cheeks, his comb still on my lips. And I know I probably should have been ashamed. But I was exhilarated because finally, everyone could see me for who I really am. All the men in the room wanted me, and every woman in the room couldn't stop talking about me. And they were all right. Everything they believed about me, that I was a slut, it was true. And it made me feel alive. And from there, Father, there was just something every day. You'd think I'd go home at night, feel guilty in the arms of my husband, but all I could think about would be getting back to the office the next day so I could try something new. There was a big meeting with all of the associates of the firm, and we were sitting around a large conference table, and a man next to me put his hand on my thighs, and just instinctively, I spread my legs. And he pushed up inside of me, his finger underneath my panties. And at first, I tried to just keep it inside. But I noticed the man across from me watching, and I couldn't help but give him a show. So I let this man bring me to a silent, shuddering orgasm right there in front of all of my colleagues. He brought his finger up to his lips and kissed it and sucked. I knew everyone was jealous that he got to taste me. I was spending all of my time all day just in different offices, in the bathrooms. Sometimes men would take me out during lunch and we'd go to a hotel if he wanted a little bit more privacy. Didn't want people talking quite as much, wanted me to be free to mom. Others liked taking me in secret, in dark little passages, up against walls, underneath stairwells. There was this 20-year-old intern who just was begging for a little of my attention. I let him sit and watch me touch myself one afternoon. I came for him while he touched himself in front of me, and then I sent him on his way. And as you can imagine, Father, my work started to suffer. People were trying to pick up the slack for me. I was even spending time with clients in order to cover up some major mistakes I was making. One day, my boss called me into his office, and I was sure that I was going to lose my job. And what's so interesting is that I wasn't afraid that I'd have to tell my husband that I lost my job. I wasn't afraid to have to find a new job. I was afraid of losing what I had worked for, not being around these men every day. When I went into my boss's office, he was sitting behind his desk, and he told me he had heard about my reputation, that people were beginning to talk about me outside of the firm. Clients were complaining about my work. And I was sure I was out the door. Until he offered me a proposition. He said I could walk out the door and never return and never speak of anything that happened in the office. Or I could make it official and be the firm's girl. Be available whenever, for whatever, for clients, for partners. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that I decided I would take his offer and remain with the firm. And so to make it official, he called in the other three partners and put me up on his desk. He pulled my skirt up over my hips and spread my legs. The other three men watched as he moved between my legs and took his pants down, gripping me by the neck as he yanked my panties to the side and slipped inside of me. And all of those men there watching as he pounded me and used me, pushing me back on the desk, my back arching, my hips raising with each thrust inside of me, railing hard inside of me while he called me a slut and a whore and a dirty little cunt. It didn't take long before I had another cock in my mouth, one in each hand, being pumped, all of me being used. He came. He pumped inside of me until he couldn't take it any longer. My tight, hot, quivering cunt, begging for his cum, he pulled out of me and shot it all over me, mother. And that was just an invitation for the next man to take his place and slip inside of me. And they all took me that day, all of them covering me in their cum. And when it was finally over, the transformation was complete. I was just a whore. Oh, Father. Even just telling you these stories now makes me so excited. There's no hope for me, is there, Father? Father. I hear you moaning. I've excited you. I recognize that sound, the wetness, your hand, Father. Oh, you're touching yourself. Has listening to me tell you what a slut I've been excited you? This is why I needed to come here today. To finally just admit it before God. I'm very, very bad. There's no redemption for sluts like me. Right here. You're gonna come with me, aren't you? You can't help it. No matter how much you want to resist, being so close to such a sinful, dirty girl, you just have to give in, don't you, Father? And it's all my fault. Corrupting you. Used. Filthy, vile stories, Father. Touching myself right here in the confession booth, right next to you. Oh, you can't help it. Neither can I, Father. You wish you could, don't you, Father? How often does such an unapologetic little slut come into your confessional? Yes, I hear you moaning. I know you want to come right now. Do it, Father. Come with me. Taking a comb in my mouth will make me good, Father. Maybe it's the only hope for me. My only hope for forgiveness. There, Father. Your hands are clean. I've taken all that sin away from you. And when I leave here, you'll be pure again. I am sorry, Father, for this sin and all the sins of my life. But I know that there is no forgiveness for me.